I have said that new forms of psychopathy are spreading. I no longer believe this. What is happening is that once relatively rare forms of psychopathy are now becoming the norm, not just among psychopaths, but among the general population. Here more precisely is what I believe. In the last few decades, there has been a massive spike in the prevalence of bureaucrats, and there has been such a spike, because civilization has become much more bureaucratic. There have always been people with the character structure of the bureaucrat. But whereas such people used to be the exception, owing to the relatively small role of bureaucracies in society, such people are now practically the norm, owing to the prevalence of bureaucracies within society. And by a bureaucrat I do not mean a civil servant. I mean somebody whose values and identity have been drained away and replaced with phony institutional values and a phony institutional identity. The bureaucrat is not usually regarded as a kind of psychopath, but that is in fact what he is. The difference between bureaucrats and textbook psychopaths is that the textbook psychopaths never had the character architecture of a non-psychopath, and they therefore have a kind of amorphousness and slipperiness of character, whereas the bureaucrats did once have the character architecture of actual people and, despite no longer having such an architecture, they still have the formal or skeletal properties thereof. This being bureaucrats why are proverbially brittle and rigid. The textbook psychopath psychopathized in the absence of well-defined social norms, so he had to learn how to operate in the absence of such norms and therefore has a certain elasticity of character. His psychopathy is about adapting to fluid circumstances. By contrast, the bureaucrat's psychopathy is about adapting to rigid circumstance. The bureaucrat psychopathized late in life, and he did so in order to continue to be the beneficiary of some institution or institution-like system of rules. So in order to survive he had to subordinate himself to those rules and thus become brittle. But the bureaucrat's psychopathy merely represents a different contextualization of the same amorality and emptiness characteristic of the textbook psychopath, and neither is any less a bona fide psychopath than the other.